The Spanish government is under increasing pressure to help in the search for thousands of people who disappeared during Spain's violent civil war. An estimated 30,000 lie in mass unmarked graves across the country, believed to be victims of summary execution by General Francisco Franco's forces. Claire Marshall reports.
In a ditch beside a remote country track near the central town of Candelada, the mechanical digger gets to work. It's the start of the search for the bodies of three women who were taken from their homes in a nearby village, brought here in a military truck and shot dead by some of General Franco's troops. That was the 30th of December 1936. Now Obdulia Camacho Espinosa, dressed in black and her eyes full of tears, shakily approaches the makeshift gravesite. She was 14 at the time and was almost killed along with the others. The soldiers let her go just before they executed her mother and the two other local women. This is the first time she's been able to come to this place.
Of this day, I remember everything as if it were happening right now. But what can you do? This was life, and what happened was very, very bad. Not a day goes by when I'm not reminded of it.
Ms. Camacho's mother was 43 years old at the time. Her apparent crime was reading a socialist newspaper. The other women who died were Virtudes de la Puente, who was 53, and a 26-year-old pregnant woman called Valeriana Granada. It's unclear what the motive was for shooting them. One of the volunteers who's been sifting through the earth holds up the rusted casing of a rifle bullet. He says that this is what was used to kill one of the three women. Spain's bloody civil war broke out in 1936 when General Franco led his nationalist forces in an uprising against the leftist Republican government. The war lasted for nearly 3 years, and during that time an estimated 350,000 Spaniards died. Franco then ruled Spain for 36 years until his death in 1975. Estimates of those executed under his rule range from 30 to 100,000. The Spanish government has not provided any funds to help recover the bodies of Franco's victims. A charity called the Association for the Recovery of Historical Memory is now coordinating the efforts. Emilio Silva established the charity when he was looking for the remains of his grandfather. He still remembers the moment when the body was discovered.
For me, it was a very emotional moment. All my childhood, I was listening to stories about my grandfather. And in one moment, you stay in a ditch, and one man say, your grandfather is under this earth. It's a tragic moment because I have to look for a grandfather in a ditch.
The Spanish opposition Socialist Party has presented a bill to Congress which would lead to the setting up of an official organisation to locate the thousands of bodies. Friends and relatives have also appealed to the United Nations to urge Spain's government to establish a truth commission. The governing Popular Party's spokesman on foreign affairs is Gustavo de Aristegui. He rejects allegations that the government is dragging its feet.
It's already 63 years back. And there are priorities. We are in the middle of some economic difficulties throughout the world, and we have a very strict budget. And probably, I mean, taking care of roads and social services are more important today than these programs.
But in Candelada, relatives of the victims think that this should be a government priority. Eleodora Martín Martín's mother was just 27 when she was brought here and shot together with Ms. Camacho's mother.
If this will become part of history, then it's a very good thing, because people can document it and realize that in the end, the truth about injustice is always revealed.
The size of the task facing the charity is enormous. So far, the location of at least 100 graves is known, and it's thought there could be many more. For NPR News, this is Claire Marshall in Candelada, Spain.